you getting around?
And if you had if your children were out later than you thought they ought to be, you might say, "Well, I know I don't think there's anything wrong, but I can't help but feel a little bit."
Well, they'd worry. I can't keep them worrying about them, but I think they're all right.
And would you ever say, like if you didn't feel easy, you'd say, "Well, I feel..."
Well, I just tell them when I was just didn't feel right about it, I was worrying, still worrying is what I'd say.
And if a person acted really strange, really odd, you'd say, "Well, they act a little bit kind of..."
There must be something wrong with them.
And you say they act kind of... Would you ever say quirk?
We've said that several times about people, if you'd notice them acting like it was different from anybody else, and I just, I really don't put my time to the actions of other people.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, I know it.
I'll notice it at the time.
Yeah, but I just meant not necessarily you, but that some people might. I mean, you know, people you've heard people say, but you have heard people say that person that acts kind of odd, they act
queer.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, if a person was about to lose their temper, you might say, now just don't lose your temper.
Well, sometimes you might tell them there wasn't no use in getting mad.
Did you ever tell them to keep calm?
Well, yeah, I have.
Now, if you came in, like you've been working real hard, you might come in and say, "Well, I'm really
tired."
Mm-hmm. And if you were real tired, you'd say, "You're just all..."
I'd say, "I'm give out."
Mm-hmm. And if a person had been feeling all right as far as you, like yesterday and then today, you hear that they're sick, you'd say, "Well, I guess it must have been..."
I wouldn't know what I'd say.
Would you say
it
must have took sick?
I might say that. Get up, Mark. Michael. Get up and go over there where Tom is and play.
If especially in the wintertime, if a person sat like in a draft and everything, got kind of chilled, you might say, "Now you better be careful or you're going..."
Well, say you're going to take a cold or you'll get the flu or something like that. That's where they talk to them.
Now, if a person did, you know, they took cold and it affected their voice and they talk like this, you'd say their voice was...
hoarse.
And then sometimes they'll get a little... they say they've got a...
Oh, we'd call it a hacking cough.
Mm-hmm. Now... if somebody can't hear anything at all, you'd say that they're just stone
deaf.
A discharging sore that comes to a head, you call that a...
Well, we call it a rising or a carbuncle or a carbuncle or something like that. That's where I used to have them on the back of my neck.
You did? What do you call that stuff that comes out of them when they open up?
Pus.
Now, if somebody was in a war and got shot, you'd say they got a bullet
wound.
And if a...